Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like, I know you said on Monday, some things are important and other things are interesting.
Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
See, I did. I did, actually. Do you also talk to the players about that sort of thing, knowing that they could get amped up for you specifically to try to win this game in Tennessee?
Yeah, this isn't – we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. They're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That is Mike Vrabel. It's not a win one for the Gipper situation on Sunday against the Titans. How big of a factor is the Mike Vrabel revenge game? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. The Celtics media game really has taken on a life of its own, though.
It has, and it should. It's ridiculous. There are 30 teams in the NBA. Do any of the other teams do this?
Nick came in and made such a good point in the break versus on the air. And so Nick comes in and he's like, Joe Mazzulla can say, I didn't think it was going to turn into something. What did you say, Nick, when you just came in?
They recorded the whole thing.
If the beat writers just wrote about it and there was no footage, this really wouldn't be a massive story.
I guess it was being played on SportsCenter yesterday.
And they played the highlights on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And Joe Mazzulla has the audacity to turn it. Yeah, I haven't seen that clip. It wasn't good.
It was pretty funny.
Well, was he on defense or offense?
He was on offense. He was taking
Butler, who played at West Virginia in the Final Four, is like, give me that.
Yeah.
He goes, give me that.
Did he yam it on him? Was it a dunk?
No, he picked it from behind him, and Terp chasing the ball was unfortunately pretty
good. No, I'm saying he picked it from behind him, and then did he go the other way for a dunk?
It cut off before.
Okay.
I don't think Terp did our show any favors, I'll be honest. I think he'd admit that as well.
But, like, again, I don't care that the Celtics media had to play the coaches. But that's funny. That's entertaining.
Tell me it's not funny.
But, like, I didn't know it would turn into something. Well, if you guys didn't record it and air the highlights on the Jumbotron and send it to SportsCenter, it probably wouldn't have.
It was such good bonding. We got to do it again. The media's like, yeah, hell yeah, that was fun.
Do you think there's any chance they do it again like that? No. The next time they do it, they will divvy up the coaches, I guarantee.
No, unless you get, like, Scal and a few other guys. Like, I don't know who played and who didn't and, like, who played basketball or whatever.
Scal Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
Eddie House.
Eddie House out there.
Perk would love to throw an elbow at Mazzulla.
Perk versus Mazzulla would be good. Mazzulla would also love to defend Perk.
No, Mazzulla.
Mazzulla played the baseline of the 1-3-1 for Huggins. He was like, there's that scene of him shutting down DeMarcus Cousins, like, in the tournament. So I think he'd be up for it.
Mazzulla would get the best.
Mazzulla would definitely, yeah.
Text line is also saying, unless God Shamgod has a kid who coaches for the Celtics, he's 49.
Well, I got news for you, bud.
He does. God Shamgod Jr.
God Shamgod Jr., who I'm sure is very, very, very good. Terp said he was.
A young man is
No, those guys were very good. Yeah, I doubt they do it. In fact, Terp said originally they were going to play 2 12-minute quarters, and they, like, called it quits after the one.
They called off the dogs.
Yeah,
Nick also said this in the break. Would it have been more embarrassing if the coaches just were up, like, 20-2 and then went four corners offense and just ran out the clock?
Just blood clock? Or, like,
press all 12 minutes.
I think 57-4 is more embarrassing. Yeah.
I'd rather not have them dribble the ball out when you're up by 12 because you know you're not scoring.
But I would have. And listen, I'm no NBA head coach, let alone one who won a title.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, like, after you're up by 30, Maybe don't full court press. Let them get up there. And then, like, maybe block a few shots.
Sure.
Terps, like, they didn't even take shots. They just get the ball stolen from them in the half court the whole time. Or the full court the whole time.
Terps said, if the half court line was like an end zone, we still would have lost the game just crossing half court.
Like, wouldn't you want to see what their shots look like? Like, they couldn't even make fun of them for bad shots because they didn't take any.
That's true.
It was just like, it was way too much.
It was about learning how people compete, Keith.
Yeah.
And it was about all being the same and being competitive for once, because you guys don't do competitive jobs.
You guys don't get it.
You guys just work regular stiff jobs. Right, you guys don't work in a competitive field or a competitive job or anything like that.
No, that's totally
what it was about.
If the media had a coach, they would have removed the team from the floor. They would have been like, we're done. They would have been like 25-0, and they'd be like, this isn't getting any better.
What's the mercy rule?
Yeah, we're done. We're going to take our players off the court. This is not a safe environment for them. We need to remove them from this.
I mean, I didn't realize that until we asked Terp yesterday. He's just like, it all happened so fast.
He's like, it was a blur. I don't even remember. I don't remember the details. And now he has to be shamed, and he's trying to cover the game last night, watching himself.
He's like, they're
on the jumbo screen getting smoked.
I felt bad texting him. I saw the clip on Twitter. I texted Terp.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's a bad look.
And then everybody else is laughing. Yeah. Right? Mazzulla's like, it's not funny. You have a whole full arena laughing at the media. Oh, these guys can't play.
Right.
You know what? You know why they can't play? That's why they're covering the team. They know they can't play. We all know. Us doing these jobs now, we know we can't play pro sports. We don't need to be reminded we can't play pro sports.
Hey, I pantsed you. Why is everybody laughing? I pulled your pants down. Why is everybody laughing at that? It's not funny.
Shouldn't do that.
I don't understand why that's a funny thing. Why is everybody laughing at
that? Remember
when
you wrote that article that said you should be in the NBA and we should not be in the NBA? Like, no. I never wrote that. Never said that. We just proved you wrong.
I may have said I could have done some stuff that some NBA players have done in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was.
But the idea of you showed you guys.
These
guys all totally thought they could do our jobs. Like, we showed them.
They for sure did not.
I don't think anybody thought that.
Although if you
really wanted to complete the analogy, all the Celtics coaches should have had to cover the game afterwards.
Write an article. Write a quick
story,
article.
Yeah. Conduct an interview.
You have 30 minutes to post an article. Go.
Go ahead. Do it.
And some quotes. Give me some quotes. Ask some questions. Get some quotes. Put the quotes in there.
Yeah.
Fire off a couple tweets.
No typos.
Do a little video. Do a podcast.
Yeah, and then see how many clicks it gets.
Yeah.
See how many people read it.
Actually, you get to watch.
Probably a lot of people would read
probably
it.
Probably a ton. Yeah.
But see how many
if you knew Emile Jefferson was writing an article, you'd read it.
See how many clicks it gets.
You would.
So there you go. 617-779-7937. Every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock. Celtics start their season a week from yesterday. So less than a week away. They open it up next Wednesday. We'll do Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. I think we have some plans for Joe Mazzulla next week as well, but we figured to get into Celtics mode.
Yes.
We could go on the clock with the season preview. You want first ups? You want second
I'll go
ups?
First
you
ups.
Want
to yes. Go? Right. Yes.
Keith, take it away.
All right, here
Let's
we go.
On the clock.
All right, Celtics preview in 60 seconds. Hopefully Jaylen Brown's injury is not too big a deal, because then that's going to change how I feel about the upcoming season. So Jaylen Brown is going to have to, for the first 80% of the season, carry this team. He's going to have to be back to an all NBA type of player if they're going to want to go to where they want to go, which I think is a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I think they get 45 wins this year. That would be good for probably sixth place if you look at last year. I think Jaylen Brown has to have a monster season. Derek White's going to be their second leading scorer. Peyton Pritchard I want off the bench. Anthony Simons, those two guys are going to be your third and fourth scorers. The big men, that's going to be a little bit of a gamble this year. Keita, Tillman, Boucher, Garza, they're going to have to impress. Joe Mazzulla is going to have to coach his tail off this year. And then hopefully with about 20 games to go in the regular season, you get Jason Tatum back in a wide-open Eastern Conference, and teams aren't going to want to play you because they've played about 60 games led by Jaylen Brown. Hopefully one of those big guys emerges, and then here comes Jason Tatum to help save the season.
Okay. What was your win total again?
45. All right. That's why I went first.
Jones sounds like he has 70.
No, I have.
I think probably also
I have
45.
A similar number that's about to be live tweaked. All right, put me on the clock. All right, here's your Celtics season preview in just 60 seconds. No Tatum, at least to start the year, so expectations are down for the Celtics. I do think he could be back in March to help this team. It is a big test for Joe Mazzulla. Is he any good? I think he's a good coach. I know he's pretty good beating up on the media, and this year will prove it. It's also going to be Jaylen's team. Can he be the lead dog this year? My sense is he can. He has to go out and prove that, although his hamstring's already barking at him, so hopefully he's good to go. I think they're going to be good. I got the over on 40.5 wins. I think they're going to be top six in the East. Put me down for 47 wins,
what?
Keith. 47. That's right. You've been mousetrapped. No six man for Peyton Pritchard. because he's starting this year. He's not coming off the bench. Bigs are going to be a problem for the Celtics. They will still have plenty of shooting, though, between Derek White, Anthony Simons, and Sam Hauser. And here's the deal. If all else fails, just have the coaches suit up, go up and beat up on the other teams. That's how the Celtics can have a strong season, and that's what I think their season is going to look like this year.
So I think top six is the goal. Like, that's where you should be.
I revised that downwards. I initially had that top four seed at the beginning of the offseason.
Oh, yeah. No.
But they peeled away so much and didn't replace hardly anything that I had to revise that one down. I started the offseason saying 50 wins in top four. I was going to say 45 in top six. I'm now forced to go upwards
at least
a little bit.
But you haven't budged off top six, which I think some have. You know, we looked at some of the predictions or some of the simulations. They had them in the play-in, which is 7 through 10. But if you look at last year, there were two teams in the Eastern Conference with 60 wins. They were one of them. Mm-hmm. There was two with 50. There were three with 40. I'm sorry, four with 40. And then there were two that made the play-in with in the 30s, like high 30s for wins.
Meaning like the 9 and 10 seeds.
So I think if you end up being a 45-win team, that's fifth or sixth. And the Eastern Conference is wide open. I mean, the Pacers aren't going to be as good without Haliburton.
The ESPN simulation has Orlando winning the whole thing. They have the best team in the East, and they have Orlando winning the whole thing. I mean, if that's the Eastern Conference, and then we're talking about who at the top, Cleveland and the Knicks, you can win some games in this conference. But you look at the bigs. I know Tillman hit the big shot last night. I guess Keita played pretty well. Boucher, I think we both are feel decently
I like him fine.
But that is going to be, and you heard this is how Mazzulla's week started, crying about the rebounding and yelling at reporters then for some of their questions. So that's going to be an issue for them all season long. But you can win 45 games in the NBA and be massively flawed.
Well, I also think if you have an all-NBA player in Brown, and then another all-star. Maybe this will be the first year Derek White actually makes the all-star team, right? I think he's going to get plenty of shots. He's going to, and he's one of the better defensive players, one of the better defensive guards in the league. So if you have those two guys kind of leading the way, Pritchard and Simon can both score, right? So, like, it's not like some of these teams that have one or two good players, when they come off the court, they don't score. Like, they just have, they have such a hard time. But those guys can still score. How they do on the glass, how they do against some of the better big men in the league will be a challenge, but I'm with you. I think they could still win a lot of games, and I'm not ruling out an early March return for Tatum. So you got to kind of tread water. You could even be the seventh seed like at that point, and then maybe that final push, and he probably wouldn't play back-to-backs. He probably wouldn't play every game the rest of the way.
But he'd still give you a lift late in the year.
Yeah, something.
For sure. How concerned should we be about Jalen's hammy? I know Mazzulla said after the game, big deal.
I don't know. We heard that about Christian Gonzalez's, didn't we?
We did.
And if you don't have Jaylen Brown, that throws everything out, right? Like that, for them to even get to 45 wins, you need Jaylen Brown from game one on being really, really good. If you don't, then look at the roster. Then that looks like a lottery team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take the Celtics and remove Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Holiday, Horford, and be like, that'll be fine.
But even if he has Gonzalez's hamstring, he's still back in December. You know what I mean? He's still playing a bunch of games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Games
yeah, but that's terrifying. So now you have 20-plus games without Brown or Tatum.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying it's ideal. He's not going to be out till December.
No, I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, like, we heard the same thing about Gonzalez.
Yes.
And so maybe it's just we heard that too recently about these hamstrings. Like, all right, he's fine. Won't even miss any time. And I know it's preseason, and even if it was, like, the slightest of slight hamstring pulls last night, obviously don't return him to the game. I think the same thing happened with the Kings with Sabonis. Sabonis went down. He didn't come back in, but, like, probably precautionary.
And it looked like Jalen took himself out, right? And so I think that's probably good. It wasn't like trainers were out there on the court and he fell down into a heap. He felt something. He walked off. So I don't think it's a huge deal, but could his status be in doubt for the opener less than a week away? Sure.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I like that. That'd be a good Hunter Henry surprise question, Keith. How surprised were you when you saw the score of the Celtics media game?
When Mazzulla decided to have his coaching staff take on the media?
That's a good one from the Twitch chat. I also like this on the text line. Guys, have all the coaches write a quick article, post it in 30 minutes, no typos. Make sure you include some quotes from guys who don't want to cooperate with you on top of it. So that's true.
Yeah.
You gotta deal with the Celtics media members who are now the players that are being interviewed.
And then if you don't have enough people,
nothing to do with you and don't even want to give you any time of day.
And then if not enough people click on it, your bosses will yell at you. And then if still not enough people click on it, you'll lose your job. But it's not competitive.
Well, you'll get the hate on social media. You'll get that too. So deal with that.
You don't get competition. You guys don't understand.
That's good. You can go on the clock, 617-779-7937 with your Celtics season preview. I don't think this is an on the clock. Mike has been on hold for a little bit, but Mike is in Brockton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every day when I'm on the road. I was watching the video. I'm just trying to find out what was the purpose of it. The kid, Akari Thompson, played AAU for me back in the day. He didn't play college basketball. And I razzed him about he scored two of the 4 points.
He had a nice bucket.
I was going to say, without him, they got shut out. Yeah.
He scored two of the 4 points. And he put it on his social media, and I'm like, okay, so you still got punched by 50. And I'm watching. I felt so bad for Kayla Burton. If you watch the video, she was, like, just running around, closing out on everybody, flailing like one of those blow-up dolls in front of T-Mobile store during the grand opening. I just felt so bad for her. And they're picking a pocket, going down, dunking. I'm like, how much fun can this really be?
So I didn't.
How much fun? And I was like,
oh, I think they had fun.
Well, I was going to say, half the people on the court had fun.
Yeah,
other half did not. There's no way you had fun.
So
I think it's a funny experience, and like they can talk about it.
Thank
and they
you.
Got
yes.
way more. And, like, speaking of like getting people to read your articles, more people read your article about that, I'm guessing, than would have been about, like, hey, day 20 of practice, Hugo Gonzalez, you know, dove in the corner. Like, people, I thought this was entertaining, thought it was funny. But, yeah, they just didn't have a chance. What was the point of it? I think was just to embarrass them and to be like, hey, like, you guys are in the media for a reason. You're not, like, at this level, which I think everybody already knew.
Well, I would think that, yes, everybody already knew that. But I would think that about any coach doing this, specifically Joe Mazzulla and his relationship with the media.
Which is odd.
He tries to embarrass him all the time.
Yep.
You know?
Remember, like, he referenced the Gary Washburn article from, like, years earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there was a game against the Rockets in November of 21 where you said this.
Which,
he's like, okay.
Whatever. Joe Mazzulla can try to embarrass the media all he wants. He's not the first coach to do it. Like, fine. I'm not even saying it's a good or a bad thing. It just is.
Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on the two-on-one? There's two shooters on the two-on-one. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one. You create a two-on-one.
He lives to embarrass the media.
Yeah.
So what was the point? That.
Hmm?
But no, I haven't heard. Twitch chat is saying, no one had fun doing it. I think the media members all have said that it was a good experience and a fun experience.
Oh, they're not, like, mad about it.
But while they were out, no one's at least claiming to be mad about it.
Oh, that's true.
Terp couldn't recount it without a smile on his face.
Yeah, right. He was, like, laughing about it. Like, what an experience.
But in real time, while you're getting your ass beat, I don't think that was super fun.
But I think later on, there's a reason why they also did a media versus media game, because that's what they were hoping to do when they showed up.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But the point was to embarrass them. And now Joe's trying to run from that, which I just think is the most
embarrassing. It's actually all about bonding, because there's no other way to bond.
The most embarrassing part of all of it is how Joe's handled it.
You know, if you really wanted to bond with the media, pizza party. You get a whole bunch of pies, a whole bunch of 2 liters, and you just start talking.
Have you ever seen a Wednesday down in Foxborough, Keith? All they got to do is throw, like, some Chick-fil-A at you, or, like, a Papagino's.
People are having the best time.
It's like, it's a great time. The whole media down there is happy.
No, they're like, tie your shoes tight, get out there. We're playing 12 minutes. Let's go. No shot clocks. You're not going to have the ball long enough.
I still think it's a little embarrassing for the coaches that they allowed 4 points. I feel like
they didn't pitch a shutout.
That's a narrative that should be picked up a little bit more. It's like, wow, they beat them. How did they allow two?
I agree.
I still would investigate that a little bit more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.